Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is WWJ All Local. I'm Rob Mason. There's a new millionaire in Michigan. The winning Powerball ticket worth $80 million was sold in Michigan at the Barrels and Barrels Party Store in Sutton's Bay, about 15 miles north of Traverse City on the Leelanau Peninsula. The winning numbers were 1, 9, 22, 36, 68, the Powerball 22. It has $55.2 million in a cash option. The jackpot resets to $40 million for Wednesday's drawing. As GM strikers wrap up a week on the picket lines, the walkout turns into a test of wills. Here's AutoBeat reporter Jeff Gilbert.
GM has big stockpiles of vehicles. The UAW has a big strike fund, but in both cases, these can only last so long. There's also a reserve of anger on both sides of the border, says Unifor President Jerry Dias in Canada, most of it because of the number of vehicles GM now builds in Mexico.
The workers in the U.S. know that. The workers in Canada know that. So there is an incredible feeling of betrayal. And GM is feeling the effects of what people are really thinking about the decisions they've made.
GM saying their offer is promising billions in new investments in the U.S. Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 950.
Meanwhile, another presidential candidate scheduled to join striking UAW workers in Detroit today. Senator Elizabeth Warren, who leads all Democrats in the newly released Iowa polls, will head to the picket line at the Detroit Hamtramck Assembly Plant today. Senator Amy Klobuchar was there last week. Senator Bernie Sanders scheduled to be there on Wednesday. Motown Records founder Berry Gordy Jr. will be on hand today at the Motown Museum as it breaks ground on a multi-million dollar expansion project. Gordy, who launched the company in 1959, is donating $4 million toward the project. It's the largest individual donation and coincides with Motown's 60th anniversary. Museum expansion plans announced in 2016 include interactive exhibits, a performance theater, recording studios, an expanded retail area, and meeting spaces. Food from one of Detroit's most iconic restaurants will now be on the menu on the Detroit River. Chris Clark, the general manager of the Detroit Princess, says those booking holiday parties October through December will have the option to order in food from Andiamo. Clark says it won't be available to everyone.
But if a company or a group wants to get together and do a private floor, that's where we'll make this an option to either do, you know, our normal fare, or they can choose from the Andiamo's fare.
Some of the options will include pasta dishes and chicken. Clark says party planners can still choose the riverboat's own catering, though, if they would prefer. An air filter was apparently sucked into the engine of a small plane that crashed in August in Livingston County, killing the pilot and passenger. Preliminary findings of the National Transportation Safety Board found the plane's engine cut out during ascent. Witnesses told investigators the plane tried turning back to the runway before going down. Officials say the plane was on a maintenance test flight following the installation of an overhauled engine. It's one of the hardest things for many employees to do, give a presentation. WWJ Business Editor Murray Feldman says if you don't want to do it, you could lose out big time.
20% of workers across the country have tried to get out of making a presentation. Some of them call in sick, others take medications, even alcohol to settle their nerves. Studies, though, have found those who can deliver a good presentation have a 15% chance of advancing their career to a management level, and they're often paid an average of 10% more than others. So, this Thursday, WWJ will help you conquer your fears and learn how to give a killer of a presentation. It's part of our Leaders and Innovators series at Lawrence Technological University in Southfield. Award-winning speech coach Cliff Suttle has agreed to present a crash course in making a presentation. It's free. It'll just take an hour of your time. So reserve your seat at WWJNewsRadio.com, and we hope you can join us. Thursday morning, we'll start at 8 a.m. Murray Feldman, WWJ, News Radio 950.
It's a networking event aimed at helping women business owners go to the next level. The 19th Annual Women's Business Conference this week being held Monday and Tuesday at the Suburban Collection Showplace in Novi. Michelle Richards is the Executive Director of the Great Lakes Women's Business Council. They're hosting the event.
Women's businesses don't scale as quickly. Less than 5% of all women-owned businesses in this country reach $1 million in annual sales. Now, interesting is that of the 1,300 women that we certify and help them to get contracts with government, over 62% are over $1 million now.
More than 1,000 women business owners from Michigan to Indiana expected to take part in this year's conference. As the multi-billion dollar Gordie Howe International Bridge Project is ongoing in Detroit's Delray, a veteran member of MDOT sharing his outlook for the area.
His name, Mohammed Al-Gharabi.
I would like to see both Detroit and Windsor reap from the benefits of the trades, the infrastructure, and the capital that is being spent in that area. That area deserves nothing but the best.
Al-Gharabi's worked for decades on what's now become the International Bridge Project. He sat down recently with MDOT's Jeff Cranson on the Talking Michigan Transportation podcast.
And I believe with the amount of investment that is being made in that area, it's going to change it for life to come, for years to come.
The bridge isn't expected to be completed for another 5 years. Jason Scott, WWJ, News Radio 950.
For the latest news, plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune in to AM 950, favorite WWJ on radio.com, or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950. I'm Rob Mason.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.